The problem he been dropping disses. Yeah, I mean, after the fact, after he came home, he was definitely, you know, taking shots at him in his music. I mean, the nigga killed his homie. I mean, what would you expect? A motherfucker killed his homie, one of his best friends. I mean, of course he gonna diss him, but however how it kind of started, it was, you know, he was saying some shit on his podcast, and I'm talking about Tax Season, Tax Stone, you know, and, you know, he was saying some things, and they just happened to be at the same place at the same time, and shit happened. We know what happened, and by him taking a stand, people feel like he's snitching, and do y'all expect him not to, you know, give his side of the story? I'm trying to be careful of how I word this shit, because, you know, the internet is crazy. But y'all expect him not to basically, you know, because his life is on the line, his freedom is on the line, not to express his side of the story of what happened? I don't know. You said Tax Stone was hitting on him? I won't argue with that. I won't argue with it. I won't argue with it because he was going after a lot of people. Let's go to the article. I don't want to do too much talking like I usually do, so let's get right to it. NYC rapper Troy F testifies about the famous show in that T.I.'s concert, I'd Rather Die Fighting. So let's get right to it. Rapper Troy F on Monday gave Manhattan jurors a gripping account of his life and death struggle with rival Tax Stone for the gun used to kill his bodyguard during a 2016 scuffle at Irving Plaza. The Brooklyn-born musician, whose real name is Roland Collins, testified. Let me take these fronts out. The Brooklyn-born musician, whose real name is Roland Collins, testified at Tax Stone's murder trial that he chose to fight back after he was shot and wounded in the backstage melee on May 25th, 2016. Quote, if it's fight or flight, I'm always going to fight because at that point, you can die, Collins, 37, said in Manhattan Supreme Court. Collins described grappling with Tax Stone, a hip-hop podcaster whose real name is Daryl Campbell, over the gun. Quote, it looks like if you see people wrestling in high school wrestling, that type of position, end quote. Continue on. He says, when the shots go off, I see the light from the spark and I heard the shot. He testified, this is all happening fast. I get up and start fighting Tax Stone, trying to take him, grab the gun, and another shot goes off. I put my leg up to kind of block the shot from hitting me in the face or chest, end quote. That's when Campbell shot him in both legs, he told jurors. I got up, Collins said. I'd rather die fighting. People die from leg shots, which is true. I know somebody who died from a leg shot. That was kind of crazy, you know, because it hit a main artery. People die from leg shots. I'd rather die fighting than laying on the ground. I got up immediately. Collins finally got his hands on the gun and got his fleeing rival in his sights, only to have the weapon misfire, he testified. Only did he notice that his pal and bodyguard, Ronald Banger McFadder, laid on the ground face down. I rolled his body over and I'm like, Banger, get up. Come on. I'm smacking him like, come on, bro, get up, Collins testified. And his eyes were rolling in the back of his head. His shirt was red, so I know he got shot. So I could tell he got shot. Two bystanders were also wounded during the shooting in a crowd VIP room at T.I.'s concert. And Collins was initially hit with attempted murder and gun possession charges for his role in the incident. Campbell, 37, is now on trial, attempted murder, assault, and weapons possession charges. Collins' lawyer told the Post that prosecutors promised him a one-year sentence instead of 15 years he could face in exchange for his testimony at Campbell's trial. Now, let's pause it right there. Now, what would you want him to do? If you was in that position If the prosecutor is offering you 1 year, which means 9 months, in the time that he was already in there, he probably, that could probably be a time served. Who knows? Because he was in there for a few months, maybe a year or some shit. It's been a minute. So that could be time served. But if you was on that, in that position, and that person approached you, and this you, and y'all ended up and threatened you on the podcast saying, well, we, you know, if we catch you, and you just giving your testimony on what happened. He came at you, you know what I'm saying, and tried to kill you. Would you give your take on what happened, or are you just going to sit there and take 15 years? You did 2 months? That could be, well, all right, so that could add on to that time. That could add on to that time. And even though you're going to get a year, I remember getting a year for a fucking gun. I did 7.5 months, close to 8 months. So he's only, and so you take off that too, he probably do 5 months if they add that damn, if they add those 2 months, he's going to do 5.5. So, well, he didn't approach Texton. It says that. Bang it there. But let's continue to read. Let's continue. It's short, though. This is a short article. Oh, where am I? Oh, shit. All right, let's continue. And I'll repeat. Collins' lawyer told the Post that prosecutors promised him a one-year sentence instead of the 15 years he could face in exchange for his testimony at Campbell's trial. Rest in peace, Banger. Salute to Banger. And I know some people's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, my ex-girl family know them or some shit like that. But salute to him, and God bless your soul, Ken. Let's continue. A running feud between the two artists finally boiled over the night after Collins said he and McFadden walked into the VIP room before he was scheduled to join T.I. on stage. Now, okay, now, hold on. He was set to perform there. T.I. was going to, you know what I'm saying, he was going to perform. And people knew he was going to be there. So Sun decided to go there, you know what I'm saying? But let's continue. And again, I'm not taking no sides, but we got to look at, you know, what actually transpired. And Free Tech Stone, though, Free Tech Stone, I actually like the guy, okay? But let's continue. I'm going to read it again. Sorry for the sidebars. I kiss my ass. A running feud between the two artists finally boiled over that night after Collins said he and McFadden walked into the VIP room before he was scheduled appointment to join T.I. on stage and saw Campbell. Woo! Did somebody send me a donation? Should I, well, it's the right hand. Should it's the left? What the left mean if it itch? I don't know. But anyway, he said there were about 100 people packed in the room where he heard Campbell shout out. Yo, it was popping. We all know what that means. Yo, it's popping. You know what I'm saying? And what he perceived to be a threatening way. Banger turns around to E and says, quote, he says, Banger turns around to E and says, I'm going to rock him, which means I'm going to hit him, Collins testified. And then I winked at him. I tell him, do your thing. Okay? Now, they both wrong on both ends, but at the end of the day, what you expect to happen, you know, you've been talking all this stuff, whatever the case may be, and this guy's at his performance, you come into his performance, and then when you see him, you're like, what's popping? So you are provoking problems. So they kind of wrong on both ends, but what you expect, Banger is the bodyguard. He's protecting him. He's saying, what's popping? I don't know, but let's get to it. So I tell him, do your thing. He said that's when Campbell reached for his waistband and pulled a gun, prompting the fight that ended with McFadden dead. In the aftermath, Collins and concert goers started to flee when someone yelled, the cops were coming. I'm like, no, fuck, nah, F that. I'm staying with him, he told jurors, referring to McFadden. Campbell was charged in 2017 of January after police said they found his DNA and on the 9mm handgun used in the shooting. Quote, I can protect myself as a man, so I'm not thinking about rolling with six goons. Campbell told detectives, said after his arrest, according to the court papers. When I see you walking up with six goons, bang, bop, 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 bop. That's why I be laughing at rappers, he allegedly said. Rappers, I don't care about you. I'm telling you, try me. Now, what does that sound like? If you come from a certain cloth, if that's your pedigree, you want to stand on it. You just hit the Cash App. Thank you, family. My phone about to die, too. So, if anything, I'll say thank you very much. All right, my boy says send a number. Hold on, let me put the number in real quick. Hold on. If you live in that certain kind of lifestyle, right, this is my fucking number. I forgot my own. I'm really not here right now. 319. God damn it. 319. Who the fuck you got to talk about, man? Let's pop it on. 6. Oh, I got 619. 527. I put 627. I'm really all over the place today. All right. Call it, man. All right. So, and thank you, Big Elvis, in advance. I still ain't even checked it yet. But at the end of the day, which I expect him to do. So, press 1, right, if you consider Troy Ave a snitch. Press 1. And y'all can hit. Matter of fact, y'all can call in as well. Y'all, I want to hear what y'all got to say, because at the end of the day, if you got beef in the game, you going to perform. You're not even thinking if this nigga going to come or not. And he comes and he like, yo, was popping? What the fuck you expect to happen? But Tech Stone was standing on his square. He like, yo, fuck these rappers. And if I see you, try me. I'm going to see you. So can you, how, all right. He approaches you. He was bringing drama to you with a gun. He comes to where you performing at. Try to start some shit because you know he already know he got a gun. So at the end of the day, he's prepared to pop somebody. His premeditation, his preconceived notion is to come and handle business. I'm going to see what's popping. I got the hammer, so if anything happens, I'm laying a nigga down. So those are preconceived, premeditated notions. And you approach, you start some shit, niggas come at you, you shoot, he tussle with you, take the gun, you run off, he shoots, bow, things of that nature. Matter of fact, you shoot him as well in the legs, as I tussle or whatever. You know, he take the gun from you. All this would have never transpired if you wasn't there. So at the end of the day, his life was on the line, going to a show where he was paid to perform or told to perform. And on top of that, I don't know. This nigga life is on the line. Like, testifying on your man and snitching. Who is his man? Him and Tax Stone don't fuck with each other, so listen, y'all can kiss my ass. I'm not even going to put myself in that position. At the end of the day, I'm not even going to put myself in that position. I've been in the streets so long. I've been around so much stuff. I make sure that I don't be around none of that shit no more. I am good. I can't do it no more. It's scary. Got to always be on point. You don't know who's going to start shooting. You don't know what the fuck is all going on. I don't like living like that no more. I really don't like living like that no more. I am so at, I'm not going to say all, totally at peace, but I'm at peace. Not being around the shit that I grew up in. I'm good, man. I don't want it. But at the end of the day, that's not his man's. His life is on the line. He's going to be away from his sons and his kids and his businesses. Look, he is just explaining exactly what happened. I don't know. Y'all still consider that as, I don't care if this is used against me. Kiss my ass, cuz I got something too. So I will get you before you get me, and I'm very sneaky, so you don't know me like that well. But I not even just to think like that. I'm sorry, excuse me, take all that back. I don't attention. That's what I'm saying, Mac. That's like self-defense. I think we selective with certain things. I don't consider that a snitching. Let me see if anybody called. I don't know.
Yo,
bro,
what's going on?
So this my boy?
King of New Jersey, you know that, Born Divine. Salute, bro.
Born Divine, what's good, nigga? I seen you call, what's the name, Big Gene phone call when he was live, nigga. He had to tell you, nigga. I knew that was your ass. What's going on? That was you, right?
Yeah,
man.
Check this out, man. He sicked his bodyguard banger or taxed on. He said this was what he said was popping. He should just kept walking. Period. That's how you avoid. That's how all that shit could have been avoided. He just gave taxed on a get out of jail free card now.
I kind of figured that when he said everybody, hold on, don't forget your thought. I'm gonna make this quick. When he said, hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. When he said, when he gave him the nod, like, it's right here. It's right. Basically, when he said, yo, you know, go ahead, can we say he's going to knock him out? He gave him the okay to go approach him. So that right there could have, that I don't think that's going to get him out of jail. I think that could probably lessen the time. But by him initiating and saying that he gave McFadden the okay to go approach him, so now he could probably fight self-defense. As well, but that's what I'm saying.
Now that he can throw that, his lawyer is going to eat that up as self-defense, because old boy would have sucker punched him, and he was defending himself. He might pull out if he popped McFadden, he pulled out to protect himself and shoot that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how. Look at it. You lined your man up because you want to be play gangster in the street and be a fake drug dealer, and now you want to get on stand and talk about it. Right now, you got to take that. You got to eat that, bro. You live your life like that, bro, to the max. Period. Man, I got kids too, but when I had to go to the feds. I wasn't gonna take nobody else down just so I could stay home. A real man don't do no shit like that. Real man, you hold your own weight.
So you telling me you don't think that he can use it as self defense as well, because at the end of the day, this would have never happened that night, that particular night, January 17th of 2016, if Tax Stone didn't bring his ass to Urban Plaza.
Let me ask you a question, bro. What's wrong with a man going to a club? He don't have to not go to a club because this nigga's going to be there. I go to a lot of clubs with my enemies there. And we exist.
You know that your enemy's there. So you are going there with a preconceived notion that I'm going to go there and I'm going to approach. Now, according to his story, he said as he was there, he heard somebody say, yo, what's popping? So that's the initiator. He's initiating the static. He don't know if he was going to be there or not, or whatever the case may be. He probably had a feeling, but he was there to do it. He was obligated to go there and perform. He comes in and makes his presence known. What's popping? As a bodyguard, I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You want to protect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he should never approach him. He should have let him be the instigator and then respond, because now they both had conflict. But at the end of the day,
hey, bro, I was a bodyguard for over 20 years, bro. You know, man, you build about this shit a lot. I was a bodyguard for over 20 years. And your job is to escalate a situation. Get your client up out of there. Get them to the stage. Not go over there and punch somebody in the face for saying what's popping.
Come on, son.
Bro, I've been biking for 20 years, bro. It's professionalism, bro. You're professional.
Right.
You take your client out of that situation. Get him up on stage. Now, if he came up on stage to attack your client, if he tried to come and attack your client, that's something different. Then you have to do what you do. But words ain't attacking, man. What's popping? I said what's popping to a lot of niggas.
Come on, bro. But we know the energy when we say what's popping. You got to go, what's popping, son? Yo, it's popping. It was popping. Come on, son. We know that the damn energy that you bring when you say what's popping. It's come on, man. And I'm good. This is my bad cop right now. So that however you want to call it.
But yeah, I feel go ahead. My bad. I didn't cut you off. Go ahead, bro.
Nah, I'm just saying, 05 the movement. 050, I see you. I see you, King. Only thing I'm saying is I just feel like, you know, people who's considered, do you consider him a fucking rat by giving his account of what happened?
He ain't supposed to be testifying for the prosecution at all. If you're a street nigga, if you got charges, you ain't testifying against the prosecution. He's put the whole blame on Banger, and he gave Banger, and he winked his eye, Banger, told Banger go do his thing.
That's
how I see it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people see it differently. You know what I mean? But I see it. Yeah, like, yo, you could avoid that whole issue. Your side guard could kept you walking to your stage, bro. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. On both sides, it's going to be tricky. But if he already made a deal, he's going to do that year. He's going to do 7 months out of that year, 7.5 months out of that year. So his, if anything, depends on how it goes. But he testified, so that means the deal is done, is made. With the apostle, with the VA or whatever, he's going to do a year. And what's going to happen with Tax Stone? He's probably going to do what? 15, 20?
Nah, he ain't doing that much time. I'm going to tell you what Tax Stone will get. Because it's a self-defense law in New York already. He already did the time for the gun. That was self-defense. So if he has to do another 3 years, For manslaughter.
That's a mandatory 10 to 15.
Not in state of New Jersey. Your manslaughter charge started between five to 8 years. That's what a manslaughter. It depends on what degree it is too. You know what I'm saying? If it's they claim it's self defense, it's probably gonna be a third degree manslaughter or something like that.
Yeah. I don't.
He might get one day to life, or 1 year to life, or some shit like that in New York.
Trey F got shot up. Did he get shot up again after that? When he got shot up in the car, I think. Which one came before?
Trey F got shot up in the car after that when he was in Bristol. Yeah. Somebody ran up his car and let off.
Yeah, on highway. So that has been, you know what I mean, you know, somebody could have put a bag on his head. What if it could have been taxed on people? But at the end of the day, that's not put, he ain't say that or he didn't bring it to anyone's attention, like the police or anything like that. But that's kind of crazy how that happened. Literally right after that, he gets shot up again in his car. But that's kind of crazy, man. Let's go to let me play this real quick. We got another caller. Stay on. I'm gonna take this call right here. Area code 646. What you want, goddammit? What's going on?
Big Elvis the Chef, I'm here, Mike Lowry, and I appreciate you. Yo, great show. You're doing your thing.
Thank you.
Troy Ive is definitely innocent. I was in a situation like this when I was in the bar business back in the 90s and the 2000s. And someone came to my business, and they shot up my business, and we shot back. And being that, you know, we were a business and we were we had a corporation, we went to the grand jury. I went to the grand jury, and I looked at the grand jury, and I was just like, out of self-defense is the reason why we shot back. And we were looked at as heroes. And it always bothered me that this man was at his job going to work. And instead of Tax Stone using he's a very linguistic person, he's a well-spoken man, you didn't need to bring that violence like that. When Banger said was popping, he should have said, you tell me. Would you got a problem with what I'm writing? You coming over here? You know, he could have approached it with his brain instead of his might. and this would have all been different because he wasn't at his job. His job is behind a desk or in front of a laptop, and he was very disrespectful to go to somebody's job and try to victimize them on some pride and ego when he's a journalist, a very good journalist at that, and he should have not brought that kind of force. The last gentleman talked about it was self-defense on Taxstone's part. In New York State, where I'm from, you have to meet the aggression with the same aggression. You cannot, you can only escalate it. It's called totalitarian of circumstances. So if somebody's coming at you with a pipe, you know, you allowed to step up to maybe a knife, not a gun. Somebody come at you with a knife, can you step up to a gun? Yes. So it has to be like one step. You can't come with words, what's popping, and then this guy is trying to take away people's lives. And look at Mano's girl got her, like, ear blown off or something like that. Her shoulder blown off. That's crazy, man. So I'm riding with Troy Ave on this, man. Point this dude out. He's obviously a menace to society and trying to stop the bag. And that right there is a problem.
You got anything to say about that, King, New Jersey?
Check this out, man. Taxstone said, what's popping? Troy Ave bodyguard said, y'all about to knock this nigga block off. Troy Ave winks his eyes and said, go ahead and do your business. Once you go put your hands on somebody, they got every right to defend themselves in whatever man they choose to defend themselves in, man. And that's why I said.
Wait, is that transcript you're reading, or is this what you assumed happened?
Transcript, bro.
That's what Troy Ave said. He said
that banger initiated contact is what you're saying.
This is what he said. In quote, he said there were about 100 people.
Well, he came with words, and he stepped up to a gun with it, and then it's crazy because you know I was actually there that night when all this happened. I was down in the main level, and all this, like, it was a beautiful day, and it got ruined by ego. Ego got in the way. So even if, like you said, he could have been more professional as a bodyguard and not be so thuggish, and he should have just made sure the client was safe. But in these situations, it's so much testosterone. I could see a person that's like, why is this person here? This person ain't an artist. Why are they up here? Why are they in this section? You know, and Tax should have never been in that section.
He paid for it. He was in the VIP.
Let me give you an example.
Now, the green room. That happened in the green room. That wasn't
the
VIP.
Green room,
the bar.
The green room.
Where VIP people is at. Green room is for the people who's going to perform. What the fuck is he going about? So you come into space. The green room is not for regular folks. Yes, he's a podcaster or whatever, and he rubs shoulders with a lot of people, but do he have access? Do he belong back there? It's only for
Casanova two times. He's back with Casanova.
He was a guest of someone. Then he should have been more respectful for getting to being allowed in that area. You know, if he was with Tax, I think he was with Tax, then he should have had some more respect for
Casanova.
With Casanova, he should have more respect for Casanova. Like, come on, you got to sometimes humble yourself. This guy's a journalist. He's a journalist. He's like the number one podcast. Got 250,000 views every damn night. Everyone was like, dude, your life's supposed to change. You ain't supposed to be that gangster ready to kill people in public.
Yeah, he was definitely popping. And only thing I'm saying is he was using what we fail to realize is that, and I think we do, we are grown enough to understand that we have to make sure that we control our ego. And because we always got something to prove to people, you know, you got followers, you listening, you talking, this, that, and the third. So you gotta continue to be who you say you are when you out there in the streets. But even though he was invited, he kind of initiated. Now, Banger, according to Troy, that he said, I'm about to go lay this nigga out or whatever. And he told him, do your thing. I mean, he should have, like the caller said, like, what you mean was popping? What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So he should have said that, but at the end of the day, that man initiated that And I think that both of them was wrong, but he came there looking for trouble. And I think that is the reason why Banger is there today. That was a little disappointed, but that's what I feel. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, brother. I said I understand all sides, but as I was saying, you know, as a professional, like I said, I've been bodyguard for 20 years. As a professional, you walk your client to where he's got to go, and you leave that shit alone. You don't go punch a man in the face. Ain't no man that got any street will let you punch him in the face and not do nothing to you.
But word's a word. But he didn't get a chance.
Well, he never got a chance to punch him. It's an alleged warning to punch him.
No, he punched him.
You're saying that Tacto got punched in the face before he pulled out a gun?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, bro, they said it, bro. Bro, you got to do the transcripts, bro. Look at the transcripts. Read that shit, bro.
I have to see that in black and white because everything we've been told is that Tackstone pulled out on a dude walking up on him.
Right.
I heard he got say that he got punched in the Tackstone got punched in the face.
Well, you get punched in the face, you're not allowed to return that kind of violence. You can't return deadly force like that. That's just not the way it goes.
It depends what type of person you are, bro. You're a person that's about...
Of course.
People ain't about fighting. Some people about shooting, bro.
All right, hold on. Wait. Oh, shit. I haven't seen this in a long time, man. Let's go to the actual footage, goddamn. I haven't seen this shit in so long, son. I feel like a newborn baby watching this shit right now. All right, let me pause. Okay, let's get it.
Before I show you that whole video and break it down, I'm going to show you how big of a shit talker Tackstone is and how it's possible that he wasn't just talking shit. First, here's Tackstone talking about how he rolled and why he started bullying Troy Adams. I told Sal, I said, look at this nigga. You don't see him? Look at him.
Gotta be like thinking too much.
Gotta be like Dame Dash and just surround yourself with women.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. Real shit. I'd rather be a woman because I can protect myself as a man.
Shout out to Tackstone. Much love to Tackstone. Free Tackstone. Intellectual property. Fair use. Just want to say that. Salute to Tackstone.
Okay, so I'm not thinking about rolling with six goons and all that shit. That's what I be telling people. You fail before you even think you run with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you thinking you walking up with six dudes is going to do something to me. When I see you walking up with six dudes... I ain't with all that six dudes walking up trying to have a conversation with me about nothing.
Okay.
If you have a big black ugly man, I'm like, they really think, no, that's for niggas, that's pussy. They see motherfuckers walking up and they be like, and let them walk up.
Now, to answer your question, he didn't say he got punched. He said he saw six niggas walking up, then bam, 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 bam. He didn't even let niggas get up on him. So let's remember that.
Nigga, I pimp you. I'm letting you know. I'm going to look right at you. What's up? You good? Before you get up on me. Are you good? Let me know now before you even walk in this square because you're not doing that. I thought I'd be laughing at rappers. Rappers, I don't care about you. I'm going to tell you. Try me. I want the rappers to try me. I do. I ain't going to lie. I want y'all to try me. Try me, the shooter, the tough nigga in squad that just came home.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him, try me. I want to embarrass somebody. I do. I want to embarrass somebody. I do. I want to embarrass a nigga with muscles.
But, like, why?
Because I hate these motherfuckers. Because you know why they just snatched Slim Jesus' mic on stage?
Mm-hmm.
And Slim Jesus said, yo, I'm not like that. I'm just rapping like this because this type of like rap I like. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers choose to walk up on stage and Slim Jesus' mic, you know, snap. Other people shit.
Right.
Snack somebody else might, you notice up there front. Slim Jesus ain't the first front rapper. Motherfuckers was appalled. And you know what's crazy about it? The white people was appalled like, yo, how do you feel about this? So the fuck you not feel no way about it, motherfucker? Fuck you mean? He's doing the same shit Slim Jesus doing. What you mean? I ain't say shit to him. Fuck, I look like saying something to Slim Jesus. Leave some Jesus the fuck alone. That shit is some coward shit. I don't like that. You ain't do that shit to this old black purple nigga who fucking got a beat on with a Mac and fucking an extended clip and don't even know how to clean that shit up, dismantle it, or put that. What the fuck? That shit get me I don't like that shit, man. And that's why I keep telling y'all, bully bullies. And that's why I started bullying Trey Ave. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Now, let's keep it a beam. He don't like rappers, and he started bullying, so he wrung that energy. And let me just say something about, I'm going to let it play out. Trey Ave, I fuck with his music. His attitude, how he's, there's nothing wrong with being confident. It's like he's like excessively over the top with it. I don't know. It almost rubbed me the wrong way, but not, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Shit. Yeah, so that's what I was saying.
Yo, I just want to add this.
I get emotional.
Yo, fuck
emotional. I really don't.
I fuck with Tax Phone, but when you talk about this shit, you're going to have people that's going to make you prove all that shit that you preach. And this is what we have in this video. Right here, you have a guy and a wife trying their big action. That guy is texting. Then you see him trying to find the cement to try to down again. You can also hear the woman shouting about her leg. Talking shit about how Tax Phone is a bitch because he ran, don't be care about the situation. If someone is shooting at you and you do not have a gun, what are you going to do? Just keep in mind that the guns are not allowed in that venue, and everyone is just shooting at you. Thank you. For real, be safe, sir.
Yeah, that's
kind of
crazy, man. So, yeah, Mano was there. That was yep, Mano girl yelling that was her leg because she got shot in the leg. So, what's your thoughts about that video, King, New Jersey? Oh, he hung up. What the fuck is going on? 646, what's going on, man? But what's your thoughts about that video? Are you there? What the fuck is happening? I don't know what happened. Can y'all hear me? Let me see something. I don't know what the fuck just happened. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, do I need to reset this motherfucker? I don't know what the fuck just happened. I think I need to